Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Side Hustle School, welcome back. Chris Guillebeau here. It's the Ides of November, 15th November, episode 2510. If you have ever poured your heart and soul into a digital project, you know how deeply personal and attached you can become to it. It happens. You love something for a long time. You put a lot of work into it. But then, of course, life can change. And you're like, what do I do now? Can I sell this asset? Can I profit from what I've created? Not just the profit that I've had so far, perhaps, but maybe something that's kind of a one-time payoff or perhaps ongoing series of payments. Can I sell a website, basically? And of course, the answer is yes, but there's more to it than that. And there are ways to maximize the value of this digital asset you have created. So we're going to hear a question today about that. Jordan from Traverse City, Michigan, is pondering this exact situation with a coding-centric blog. So let's explore the ins and outs of selling a website while preserving its integrity, because Jordan in particular is concerned with finding the right buyer. So let's talk about all that in a short, action-packed episode. It's time to sell my website. How do I do it? Stay tuned.
Hi team, it's Jordan from Traverse City, Michigan. Over the past few years, I built a blog around my interest in coding and making single-purpose apps. However, due to changing life circumstances, I'm thinking about selling the site. The idea of parting with my digital baby is daunting, and I'm unsure how to even begin valuating it. Can you walk me through the process of selling a website and ensuring it lands in the right hands?
All right, Jordan, selling a blog, a website, any digital asset, especially one that you have poured a lot of time and passion into. No small decision, but there's some steps and considerations that are going to help you do this better. And I also do really respect, you know, the part about how, like, making sure it lands in the right hands. That is a little bit trickier than just, like, how do I sell it for the most amount of money? So let's focus on the first one, but maybe a little bit of emphasis on the second. So basically what you want to do is, you know, there's some websites that provide valuation. And you can go and look and say, okay, but here's some numbers. Here's a rough estimate of what my business might be worth. And it's going to give you a range. It's going to give you a range that is typically a multiple of your monthly revenue. Okay, so that's the key factor. So look at, there's one by Empire Flippers. There's one by Flippa. Just look for valuation tool, like small business valuation tool. If you Google that, you're going to find a bunch of resources. You'll also find resources, including the ones I just mentioned. Also one called Biz Buy Sell, which contains a wealth of listings, you know, of all sorts of businesses and digital assets that are for sale. And there's a format to those listings. You'll see that they include specific metrics. Takes a little bit to kind of learn, you know, that format and understand exactly what everything is referring to with acronyms and such. But if you want to sell your business, this is something you want to spend some time on, right? And you really want to figure out how can you maximize the value. A big part of that is going to be the growth rate. So you're going to look at the income, but also how has it grown over the past year or two. That determines the multiple. That's one of the most important factors of determining the multiple. Another big factor, especially for subscriptions, is the churn rate. Like how many people are subscribing and paying and then unsubscribing, versus how many people are kind of staying on for a long period of time. Obviously, the longer they stay on, the better. So that's going to increase your valuation. Being willing to stay on for the project, you know, to continue managing it, that also increases the valuation, versus like, I want to sell it and be done with it forever. Of course, that's valid too, but you won't get as good of a deal typically in doing that. So there's more, but that's a few tips that will help you out. Go check out these resources. I'll link them up in the show notes page. But just to mention them again quickly, Flippa, Empire Flippers, Flippa is F-L-I-P-P-A, and bizbuysell.com. No affiliation with any of those, but they could be helpful resources for anyone wanting to sell a business. Good luck, listeners. Let me know if you have a question. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. More episodes coming out between now and the end of the year. We've got a bunch of stuff planned. I'm excited to share it with you. Also be wishing you well throughout the holiday season. I'll say more about that at some point soon. But for now, thank you for tuning in. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.